Listen to this news. Pakistan's almond exports struggled despite Balochistan's premium quality. Pakistan's almond exports remain limited despite the high quality of produce from Balochistan, industry experts highlighted during a seminar organized by the Trade Development Authority of Pakistan, TDAP. The seminar, titled Global Trade Analysis of Almonds, Production and Reasons for Decline, shed light on the challenges facing Pakistan's almond industry. Global almond production reached 1.45 million tons in 2023-24, with Balochistan contributing 93% of Pakistan's output. However, the country's total production was only 18,106 tons, forcing it to import 3,278 tons last year, reinforcing its position as a net importer rather than an exporter. TDAP focal person Zainal Abidin pointed out that the United States dominates the global almond market with a 77% export share, while Pakistan's almond exports stood at just 233 tons. Major barriers to export growth include widespread fungal diseases, which affect 60% of Lorelei's almond trees, delays at border crossings, and insufficient export infrastructure. Experts, including Dr. Razak from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, stressed the need for sustainable farming practices to curb disease outbreaks. Meanwhile, government agricultural officials urged policy interventions to strengthen the sector. Stakeholders cautioned that ongoing border disruptions and a shift towards olive farming could pose further threats to Balochistan's almond industry. They called for immediate government action to streamline export procedures, improve disease management, and enhance trade infrastructure to prevent further decline. TDAP assured stakeholders of its commitment to addressing these concerns and expanding Balochistan's presence in the global almond market. Despite the challenges, experts believe that with proper support, Pakistan has the potential to establish a stronger foothold in international trade. Latest news, Vietnam, South Korea boost economic cooperation, aim for $150 billion by 2030.